This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. New England's governors are promising to develop a regional strategy by this fall to better address opioid addiction and overdoses. Governors from five of the region's six states met at Brandeis University today to discuss the problem, and WBUR's Deborah Becker was there.
All the governors say that opioid addiction and overdose rates in their states are rising and harming the quality of life for all of their residents. By working together, Governor Deval Patrick says the states may be able to develop an effective way to deal with what he says is a public health emergency.
Everybody has a stake in helping people recover, in helping heal communities and families. And putting an end to this scourge. And we believe that working together, we can do so.
One step the governors want to take is to allow all the New England states to access prescription drug monitoring. Helping the states do that is Brandeis University's Prescription Drug Monitoring Center. Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy says cross-state monitoring could help cut down on people getting multiple prescriptions for painkillers, either to take themselves or to sell.
I live in Hartford. Hartford is very close to Springfield. It's entirely possible that somebody who is abusing a drug in Hartford would cross the border to Springfield or another community in the Commonwealth to make a purchase.
Monitoring prescription drug use is also key, the governors say, because people who abuse prescription painkillers often switch to heroin. New Hampshire Governor Maggie Hassan says the governors reviewed data from Brandeis about how to potentially track rates of abuse.
One of the things we really saw firsthand today with the data at Brandeis was that if you look at areas of your state where there are high levels of prescription drug abuse, you will see about 3 years later the corresponding high level of heroin use as well. So we know that one really does lead to the next.
The governors also seem eager to tackle the controversial issue of potential overprescribing by doctors. Governor Deval Patrick says the states will consult with medical professionals about that. The governors also want to look at expanding treatment agreements among state Medicaid programs. Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin says getting people into treatment quickly is critical.
What we're saying as governors is the sky's the limit. Let's figure out how we can treat this as the healthcare crisis that it is. When someone has cancer in Vermont and they go over to New Hampshire to get treated, we don't say, we're not going to reimburse you because you went to New Hampshire.
Maine Governor Paul LePage did not attend the meeting, citing scheduling conflicts. The governors involved formed a working group that will report recommendations back by the end of September. The governors will also discuss the issue again when they meet for a conference in New Hampshire in July. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.